Well, Coach, I know the last few years for regional games have been disappointing to you guys, but able to come away with a championship win here, I mean, overall, just got to be really proud of these guys here today.
Oh, we did everything but hit. I mean, and we made every defensive play. We made some that I was surprised that we made. Mm-hmm. And solid, and Dylan was just lights out on the mound. So we did everything we were supposed to do.
I know you and I have talked about it quite a bit, but it's a really simple game if you play good defense, limit the mistakes, and find some way to scratch across the run. You're going to put yourself in a good position more often than not.
Yeah, and that's, you know, when you're in the postseason and you're facing a team like that, that you know, all them guys are sophomores, mm-hmm. basically, and the pitcher's throwing his guts out there, and you just have to scratch away one and learn how to win those tight games like we did today.
You talked about your defense, and multiple times they had runners at third with one out. They tried to suicide bunt. You were able to make the defensive play there. They had the bases loaded with one out, and you were able to make two defensive plays to keep that runs there. I mean, your defense was just outstanding today, and just talk about how good they were throughout, not just the season, but the entire game.
No, this game is, you knew once we got the position, got players in the right positions, that you know, Cade Millville up the middle, Riley Berg's been solid for me for 2 years now. Keegan's coming into his own over at first base. But you look at the middle, once we solidified the middle with Cade and Riley, they just take care of it. And it's so fun to watch. I mean, I don't know how many plays Cade made there in that game, but the one where he went to his backhand there and threw the guy out at first is another prime example. He's got range and Dylan shoving a little bit and getting the ground balls to people helped out tremendously.
Yeah, you talked about Caden Millville, and I was getting ready to say, I lost count of how many times I said his name throughout the broadcast, but like you said, he made so many great plays, especially that one in the seventh inning, like you said. It got under the glove of Caden Miller when he was diving, but he was just able to make a beautiful, not just the backhanded play, but the throw to get him in time, too. I mean, that's for a sophomore. I'm sure it's you love having that your shortstop solidified for the next few years.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, the only thing we got to worry about is when we put him on the mound. And, and you wouldn't know it. The kid is slow as a 7-year itch sometimes. And yet, he gets to every ball that he's supposed to, plus a couple feet, and just solidifies our defense.
Dylan Elam, like you said, pitched his guts out. Only gave up 3 hits, had 5 strikeouts, went the distance, and this was a team that you guys saw a couple weeks ago, and you knew he was the guy on the mound for you then, so you knew that coming in he was going to give you his A game.
Oh, yeah, and senior in a big game like this, that's what you want. You want a senior to walk out there and say, I've got this, coach, don't worry about it. And we was actually contemplating bringing in a relief pitcher there in the seventh inning, and Dylan walked away from me. He wouldn't talk to me in the dugout. He just walked away. He knew what I was thinking, and he did. He just didn't let me make the change. So, but you gotta love it. You gotta love that Dylan, just a senior. I mean, and Nate Stimke too, coming up with a big hit. G. Minnelli. Nate told me for 3 innings in a row, Coach, quit worrying. We got this. We got this. And he took care of it.
That just shows the senior leadership, too. You talk about Dylan Elam didn't give you the chance to go with the relief pitcher saying, I got this, I want the ball in this situation. Nate Stemke kept telling you for 3 innings, like you said, I got this. And those were the two guys that really just stood out to you the most. I mean, Dylan with the shutout, Nate with the big home run. And that was one that I kind of knew. I felt like off the bat that one had a good chance to go. But, I mean, just those two seniors just stepping up for you big. How much confidence does that give you as a coach, knowing that those two can really be the coach on the field, so to speak?
Oh, it takes a lot of pressure off of us at all. I mean, shoot, you know, if you got a question about something, you just wait till Nate comes in between innings and you ask him, hey, you know, is the umpire this way? Is the umpire that way? How's he calling it? And Nate's already knows how he's calling it, and he's also moved his pitchers around to get to that point. Dylan has been all year long just been that guy. You know, he doesn't say a whole lot, but when he does, everybody listens, and he's got everybody ready to go, and they trust that when he's on the mound, it's a big time. It's going to be a big game, and he's going to take care of it.
not just those two as well, but like it just seems like every senior you have here, they just embrace the leader role. Caden Miller's always a guy that's picking everybody up. Eli Miller's a guy who, in Caden Davis as well, they both love to just keep the energy light and loose. They are always like cracking jokes around, trying to keep everyone light. I mean, it just everyone seems to be embracing their roles. They seem to be embracing how they want to be a leader, and especially whenever you have the younger guys that are going to be here next year, I'm sure that's a good thing for them to. Those are just all great guys to learn from.
Oh yeah, yeah, and on top of it, the young guys all respect them. That's the big key, and that's what I kept trying to tell them. You know, last off season is you guys are. You know, I don't need one leader. I need y'all to be leaders, but I need you to do it in a way that you, when you lead, you've got to have the respect of the people you're leading. And every one of them younger guys look up to him. All the underclassmen look up to him. So I think we're set up good for a while.
Obviously, Wednesday, don't know exactly yet who you're playing, but you know you got the winner of Pawnee and Ocala Valley. So two teams that are really good, and I know obviously like once you get to this point in the season, you know that no matter what, everyone's going to give you a battle, and you know that you're going to give everyone their best and likewise.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this part of the season, I'm just – it's been, you know, it's been in the past. It's been an NTC conference matchup. It seems like every single time. I know next game won't be, but you never know what South Central is going to do against Edwards County, and it'll be on their home field. And so we'll see. Just keep playing.